How are you? Okay, we have a quorum.
Three of us?
I think so. Let's get started. Good afternoon. Welcome to the October 16th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you call the roll, please, Carla?
Yes. Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Fish? Saltzman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good afternoon and welcome. We have a single item in front of us today. Would you read that, please?
Item 1088, adopt the Willamette River Greenway inventory as a supporting document for the update of the Willamette Greenway Plan.
Okay, a little context here. The Willamette River Greenway Plan was adopted in 1987, back in the midst of time, to implement statewide planning goal 15, which is specific to the Willamette River. The plan defined the Willamette Greenway boundary, established regulations for development within the boundary, and then an inventory list goes with that goal compliance so that we know which land we're respecting and inventorying and regulating. Today's hearing is an update of that inventory covering 17 linear miles and about 6,730 acres within the city's boundaries. 68% of the properties there are zoned industrial, and 20% of that area is zoned open space. The riverfront, as we all know, is working harbor in the north, mixed-use urban development in the central reach, and open space and natural areas predominantly in the south around Ross Island. Information in this inventory is used by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability in their river planning work on the central reach as part of our central city plan update, which will be coming to the council for adoption in about a year, year and a half. So we have staff here to present the inventory update, and they're also going to be presenting some amendments to the document. So we want to call up Sally Edmonds and Debbie Bischoff to both walk through the document as proposed and through the proposed amendments. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Sally Edmonds with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And with me today are Debbie Bischoff and Mindy Brooks in the audience. As Mayor said, this hearing today is about the update to the Willamette Greenway Plan, and the information in this inventory is what is called for in Statewide Planning Goal 15. It doesn't include all the information we would use, but it's a good compilation of some key information. The document doesn't include any proposed policies or regulations. It's just merely an inventory. The first use of this inventory will be for the update of the Greenway Plan in the Central City. We are currently working on Central City 2035 through some quadrant planning. The North-Northeast Plan was adopted in 2012. The West Quadrant Plan is in the public hearing process at the Planning and Sustainability Commission. We'll come to Council in the spring. The Southeast Quadrant Plan is currently in the Stakeholder Advisory Committee phase of the project and is expected to come forward next spring as well. And as the mayor said, once this is all this work is done, we will come back with an integrated Central City 2035 plan that includes goals, policies, actions, revised zoning regulations for the whole Central City, including the river. So this work is folded into the Central City Plan. And then river planning for the south and north reaches will follow that, and the acknowledgement of the comprehensive plan. So now I'll turn to Debbie. Thanks.
Hey. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Debbie Bischoff, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I just will talk quickly about the process and content of the Willamette River Greenway Inventory. We conducted a public process where we notified property owners, agencies, and other interested folks. And we held two open houses and held a public hearing before the Planning and Sustainability Commission. The inventory before you, as you can see, is mostly maps and data with descriptions about the maps. And we cover topics such as base and overlay zones, current land uses, ownership, natural resources, recreational, historic, and cultural resources also. Among the information that is included here is the natural resources inventory, which you adopted in 2012 as factual basis for the comprehensive plan update. This inventory went to the Planning and Sustainability Commission at a hearing on June 24th. and the PSC voted unanimously to move this inventory with some minor edits to City Council for adoption. And that is what you have before you today, along with the PSC's transmittal letter. Since this most recent recommended draft came out in September, we've heard from the Port of Portland staff and also Schnitzer Steel representatives, and they made us aware that we needed to make some corrections and minor changes or changes to the information in the inventory. And that's found in the memo that hopefully you have with the attached maps. And these are some examples of these corrections. For example, we want to be consistent with the maps that all the information presented is for properties within the boundary area. And so we're changing three maps to just show information within that Greenway Overlay Zone boundary. Another change is to map four, where we made two changes, but the key one is that we removed the river-dependent use designation, which if you look at the September draft is a bunch of dots applied to specific properties. And we removed that because it really isn't required in the Goal 15 inventory listing of items to reflect, and it caused confusion. So in closing, staff recommends that Council adopt the Willamette River Greenway inventory as amended, as a supporting document to the update of the Willamette Greenway Plan, and we're here if you have any questions. Thank you.
So you've got both the map and the text amendments packaged together under this October 16th memorandum then?
Correct. It's all the corrections that staff is proposing.
Okay. Great. Questions for staff?
Debbie, in the preparation of these materials and the mapping, could you just walk us through which bureaus you've been working with to get to this finished product?
Sure. We've worked with a lot of bureaus, but the key bureaus that were really involved with this was Parks and Recreation because of the recreational needs and the recreational information of public recreation for this inventory. We've worked with BES on this, and those were probably the lead agencies. A lot of the data that we use is sourced from other bureaus and from Metro, so we're using the latest data from, you know, other bureaus in this inventory.
And also, I mean, these are incredibly beautiful maps. Is this all in-house?
This is our in-house GIS staff, yes. It's amazing.
Now the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but it's nice to know we have this kind of technology.
That's great, yeah.
I will forward your comments back to them.
And it's readable, which is another concern that you raise occasionally.
Well, it's the right size. So, you know, this is all my briefings. My council, my bureau briefings are on pages this size. We have a memo from Schnitzer dated October 16th that says they support the proposed revisions. Are there any outstanding issues that you're aware of that they have before us?
Not that I'm aware of. They are here if they want to provide any other information.
Give them a chance to speak to that.
Yeah, I'd just be interested to know if there's any residual issues.
Okay, great. Well, let's have you two on standby and then
thank you.
Call for anyone who wants to speak, including the team from Schnitzer who's here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, members of the Commission. Dana Krafcheck, Land Use Attorney at Perkins Coie, here on behalf of Schnitzer Steel. We're here in support of the Greenway inventory and would like to publicly thank city staff's collaboration and responsiveness to our technical concerns. We did have a few concerns about how Schnitzer's property was designated on earlier versions of the draft, and after working closely with them, we're supportive of the changes that were made and encourage you to adopt them.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate you sitting down and figuring it out with them. Thank you.
And thanks for coming to the hearing and telling us that. Sometimes it's left hanging.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
and
like
you know,
a hanging Chad, and it's nice to have the loop closed and have you say that.
We tell you loud and clear when we think you haven't gotten it right, and we want to balance that with when we think you have gotten it right. So we wanted to take the time. And while I'm up here, if you do have any concerns about staff's proposal, we have a bunch of evidence that we're ready to submit to respond to the old drafts, but I hope that's unnecessary.
Yeah, should be. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate you letting us know when things have gone well. Doesn't always happen. Anyone else that wants to speak?
That's all who signed up.
So I think we first need a motion to adopt the amendments.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Mayor Hales, may I clarify that actually there are two different pieces of amendments for you to adopt. One is an amendment to the ordinance to add finding number 12, and the other is the set of amendments in Debbie's memo to you from BPS.
Okay, and what's the amendment to finding 12?
Pardon me? I believe I have it. The amendment is simply clarifies that it's a procedural finding that clarifies that the original date of the public hearing and the fact that it was canceled and rescheduled to today's date to provide a complete procedural history.
Okay, Council, so can we take them up as a combined amendment, or would you prefer separate?
I think you can move to adopt all of the amend the ordinance with all of the amendments.
So I'll take the sense of that amendment being to include both the change in findings number 12 and the package of text and map amendments that appears under the Bureau's October 16th memorandum. Any further discussion? So roll call on the amendments.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And this will move to second reading, but I want to thank our staff and people in the private sector who've worked effectively to get this done. This is an important compliance and planning exercise for us as a city. It gets us ready for the future and makes sure we know where we stand with respect to LCDC compliance. So thank you for good work. So this will come back for second reading. It's not an emergency ordinance, right?
Right.
And we have no other business today. We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Maybe the least controversial planning hearing we'll do. Hey, you want to spend a couple minutes now? I know I'm coming down to talk Uber with you, but I keep those two things separate.